When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she drifted to sleep in her late grandfather's recliner, only to open her eyes and see him standing right in front of her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You could do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes Harper. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, you threw something out when you and I were talking before we started recording that you have a 4.0 GPA in school this semester.
I do have a 4.0 GPA in
school this semester. That is
fantastic. Thank you.
Does it come easy to you? Do you have to work at it? Is it kind of a challenge? I know when you were younger, it was so easy for you that your dad had a problem because you would get bored at school.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit easier now. Well, it's not easier. It's a little bit more challenging now, especially at the new school I'm going to.
Right.
I'm actually being challenged. I don't think if I was, like, still at my public school that it would be as challenging. But I'm happy for the challenge. I love a good challenge. And I have been doing pretty good, if I do say,
so
myself.
And your favorite class is?
All of them. I love them.
Shut up.
Because, like, look, I love English. I love math.
Too.
And, like, I love social studies.
So social studies, yes. I like that.
And those are, like, my three classes I have right now, aside from gym. Because at my school, we have four blocks, and those are, like, my first three blocks. Math, social studies, then English. So,
do you get do any art?
Oh, I do get to do art. I get to do art next semester.
See, that was the one thing that kept me going to school. I probably, I would have dropped out at 16 if I didn't have art class because I just loved my teachers so much. They're very creative. We got to work on some really cool things, and that kept me going. And I think a lot of kids, you know, you got to find what you're interested in, or school is just really boring and really no fun. So I'm happy to hear that you like all of them. And I'm happy to hear you get art next semester.
I'm so excited for art. And our art teacher, she's the sweetest lady. I cannot wait.
It's not like you don't get to do plenty of projects at home.
Yeah, but... oh my gosh. I'm actually recording in my craft room today. I'm surrounded by hot glue sticks and paper mache projects that I never finish.
Oh my God, when Harper was here last summer, you were putting together things that I'm like, oh my God, there is no way I could put this together. It was like, it looked so complicated to me. But you did such a great job. What were those called? We got them at Michael's.
And those were like wooden flower.
Sorry,
puzzle
that's
kits.
My dog. Yeah, they were so cool.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have like a whole shelf of them in my bedroom a few feet away from me. So I cannot wait for when they come out with more. I think they recently came out with an orchid I've yet to get.
Benjamin, stop. We're trying to talk about ghosts over here. He's probably seeing one. That's why he's barking. Well, let's talk about this story about the recliner that she was in, which Kathy and I were joking about this the other day because my mom, she is like that. She has a recliner. It's what she's most comfortable sitting in. She sleeps in it. It's just more comfortable for her. And I'm like, because Kathy goes, what do you think mom would haunt? And I'm like, her recliner. I think she would haunt the recliner. And I wonder if that's what happened here. So it says, I lost my grandfather, Henry, when I was 19. He wasn't just my grandpa. He was more like a second father to me. He raised me for a good chunk of my childhood after my parents split. He was the kind of man who smelled like pipe tobacco and coffee, who could fix anything with a screwdriver and some wire, and who always called me kiddo no matter how old I got. He passed away suddenly from a stroke, and I never got to say goodbye. One day, we were talking about whether he should buy a new snowblower, and the next, I was standing at his bedside in the hospital watching machines keep his heart going until the family made the impossible decision to let him go. That is so sad. That moment gutted me. I think a part of me never stopped waiting for him to walk back in the door with his heavy work boots and that crooked smile. Fast forward 8 years. I'm living in a small brick house on the edge of town, married with my own little boy. Life had settled into that busy but ordinary rhythm, work, laundry, bedtime stories, repeat. Then one rainy Sunday afternoon, I had an experience that made me believe my grandfather had found his way back to me. The day was gloomy enough that we kept the lamps on since morning. My son Mason had finally gone down for his nap after a meltdown over crayons, and my husband had gone to the store for groceries. I remember sitting in the living room, sinking into the old recliner that used to be his, the only thing of his I'd kept when we sold his house. I must have dozed off, but it didn't feel like sleep. One moment I was staring at the rain sliding down the window. The next, I was somehow aware that the whole room looked brighter. Not like a lamp had been turned on. It was just bright. I heard the floor creak beside the recliner. I opened my eyes thinking Mason must have woken up. Instead, my grandpa was standing there. I can still remember exactly how he looked. Plaid flannel shirt tucked into faded jeans. His old brown belt with a brass buckle. Scuffed work boots I hadn't seen in years. He looked healthy, strong, like he had before the stroke. There was a warmth in his face that made my chest ache. The kind of look you only get from someone who's known you your whole life. He smiled at me and said, "Hey, kiddo." The sound of his voice was so real, so familiar, that my first instinct was to cry, but I didn't. I just said, "Hi, Grandpa." And he eased himself down onto the arm of the recliner like he used to do when I was little. We talked. I don't remember every word, but I remember how it felt, like I'd been carrying years of questions and guilt, and he'd come to lift some of it off my shoulders. I told him I missed him every day. He laughed and said, "I've been around, kiddo. You just didn't see me." At some point, I remember telling him about Mason, how I wished they'd met. He nodded toward the hallway where Mason's bedroom was and said, "I already have." That's when I heard the soft creak of Mason's bedroom door. I turned my head toward the hallway, expecting to see my son come toddling out, rubbing his eyes, but the hallway was empty. When I looked back, Grandpa's eyes were fixed on the doorway and his smile had deepened. It was almost bittersweet. He patted my hand. I swear I felt it. Then he said, "I can't stay long, but you're doing just fine, kiddo. Don't let the little things eat you up. I asked him if he was okay, if he was at peace. He smiled again and nodded. That's the last thing I remember before I blinked and found myself alone in the recliner, the rain still coming down against the windows. The room was back to its normal light. I sat there frozen for a few seconds before the tears came, and I cried hard, not out of fear, but from the overwhelming mix of missing him and feeling like I'd just been given the goodbye we never got to have. I told my husband about it later that night. He's the practical type, said it was probably a vivid dream brought on by the stormy weather and me being alone. I let him think that because explaining wouldn't change his mind. But I know what I experienced. I know I wasn't dreaming. The details were too sharp, the emotions too precise, and I'll never forget the way his hand felt on mine. Since that day, I sometimes catch Mason giggling in his sleep, like he's having a conversation. When I ask him in the morning what he dreamed about, he sometimes says the man with the hat and describes Grandpa's old fishing cap. I don't know why he chose that rainy Sunday to come through. Maybe he thought I needed it. Maybe he was saying hello to his great-grandson in his own way. All I know is that I went years feeling like I'd been robbed of a goodbye, and now I have one, and it's not something I take for granted. That's from Natalie. That is such a beautiful story.
It's such a good story.
My God.
Honestly, out of all the stories I hear, and it's no competition, but I think that might just be my favorite one.
You know, because it's like, yeah, and it's, I think it's exactly what she said. It gave her that goodbye she never had. Why 8 years later? Who knows? And I wonder if there was something about the way she had fallen asleep and she kind of ended up in that weird in-between place where he could get through to her or something. I don't know.
I want to know if she's an author because I would read books written like that, okay? Because the way she just wrote that was so heartfelt. Like, oh my
God. You could feel it, right?
I was about to cry over here, like in my little craft room. So sad, but like so heartfelt. I love that story.
It was just beautiful. And it's just, I think that that's something we all wish that we could have, is that one last goodbye. And I've been lucky in my life that I have gotten that from a few people. But in such a profound way to where she doesn't even, like, the way I read that is that she didn't feel like she had fallen soundly asleep. It was like the room got brighter. But I'm guessing she had fallen asleep, and it was some kind of visitation dream. I don't know. But I don't know. I think Grandpa was there.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, I love that one so much. Let's go to this phone call.
My name is Vicky. I live in West Virginia. I wanted to tell a story about my grandfather. Though I have had many paranormal experiences in the past, my grandfather told us a story one time that he reluctantly did. He didn't want to tell us, but we coaxed it out of him. When he was a teenage boy dating my grandmother, he would walk through these pasture fields. We have a lot of hills here. And he would walk through these pasture fields with hills, and there was a cemetery on top of one of the hills. And he was on his way back home one night. The moon was lit up really nice, he said, and bright. And he seen two men carrying a body into the graveyard. They couldn't see him because he was down low and it was darker where he was, and he thought they were real men. He could hear them talking and everything, and he watched them go into the gates, and he ran up the hill because he knew they were going to be burying a body. And he wanted to report it, so he wanted to see where they buried it. And when he got up to the top of the hill seconds later, there was no one in the cemetery, and it had a fence all the way around it. He was totally blown away, and This was probably back in the 1920s, and he has passed away since. But, yeah, if you like that story, let me know. I've got a lot that's happened to me over the years. So my name's Vicki, and I love what you guys do, listen to you all the time, go to sleep, listen to your scary stories every night. And thanks a lot. Bye.
It always makes me laugh every time somebody says they listen to this show and they go to bed. And I one of my friends does. And I'm like, okay, number one, that's weird that you're listening to my voice when you go to bed. But I would dream about ghosts all night long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I got to shut that off.
Yeah.
What did you think about that story, though? Because it sounds so interesting. Like, he really thought he saw them. They shouldn't be burying a body at night. He wants to report them, so he's watching them. And then they just disappear?
Oh, God. It's just so spooky because, like, so often we hear about these stories where, like, we think it's kind of like when, like, a record kind of, like, rewinds for a few seconds. And it's just, like, a moment that is just going to be forever playing. But that is just such a strange one that we never really hear. I mean, like, two people burying a body and they just disappear. I mean, I really wonder, like, what the intention could possibly be.
Okay, so here's what I think. There was a crime committed. Dun, dun, somebody dun. Was murdered, and they were burying the body and at night so nobody could see him. Now, and the thing is, so you could do it in a graveyard pretty easily. If there had just been a body buried there, couldn't you just dig up the dirt, throw the body down?
In theory.
Put the dirt back. I'm just giving people ideas. But you know what I'm saying? I could see why you would do that in a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Some nefarious crime. Somebody, you know, was murdered.
Dun,
that's
dun.
What I think happened.
I could see that.
And so maybe
I can't really think of any other reason. That's probably what it was, to be honest.
Super creepy though. Because it could just be some residual thing they're just doing, you know. Maybe
that's the word I'm looking for. Residual.
Yeah. Like maybe it's a certain time of year, maybe it's a certain day, maybe it's a certain time of night, and it frequently happens. You just happen to catch it that night.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I don't totally get residual hauntings, like why they happen, because it's like an energy thing that just keeps replaying itself, I guess.
Yeah.
And it makes me, I don't think there's any like thought process behind it. Like I've got to bury this body. I've got to bury this body. Or are you just seeing kind of like a time slip sort of thing that keeps replaying?
Maybe. Or maybe not.
I don't know, because I'm just telling you, well, number one, I'm not going to murder anybody, but if I did, I don't want to have to relive that all the time. It's like, I really messed up. I really did. Now for eternity, that's what I have to relive.
Ooh.
Like, how do you get out of the loop? Because there's not a lot of people who are going to be like, Carol, go to the light, you know, go move on. They're going to be like, Carol, you are horrible. You are a horrible person. We hope you rot in hell.
You'd be really interesting if someone like wrote like a novel from the perspective of like that like anomaly. I'm going to call it an anomaly. Like one of those grave diggers, like eternally having to redig that grave over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That'd be a really good novel. Somebody write that. If we have any like authors that listen to this show, please write a novel like that.
But here's the thing. Fan. It would just be the same chapter over and over and over.
No. Like here's my idea. Like, and as like the chapters go on, like you could kind of
add
like,
a little bit more backstory perhaps.
Add backstory, and like at the end of each chapter you go like day number 1276 of burying this body,
and then maybe the paranormal investigators come along, they stumble upon you and they help you
yeah
when nobody else would.
Oh my God, that'd be such a good book.
That's a great idea. You better get busy. You better get busy writing that. Like, you got time.
I'm already too busy with school. I'm not going to be.
Well, if you have a real ghost story or if you would like to write a book, let us know. You can call us at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you want to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.